From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. University of Missouri Healthcare began construction today on expansions to its emergency department following a surge in the number of patients it serves. KBIA's Nathan Lawrence was there.
Representatives from MU Healthcare and the University of Missouri School of Medicine gathered to celebrate the start of emergency room expansion at the University Hospital with a groundbreaking ceremony, turning dirt over in a small trough near the hospital's entrance. The renovations are expected to cost around $16 million. They'll focus on creating more usable space in the emergency department, nearly doubling the number of exam rooms from 21 to 38, and adding an additional triage station. Dr. Matthew Robinson, who works in the facility and serves as interim chair of the University Medical School's Department of Emergency Medicine, says these renovations are all about creating more practical room for patients.
If we add our space, we can certainly take care of more patients more efficiently. So certainly it allows us to provide better care to an expanded population base if necessary.
During construction, the emergency room will continue operating as normal, but with the main entrance shifted near the Missouri Psychiatric Center. Ambulance access will remain unchanged. Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News, Columbia.
Municipalities in 46 Missouri counties are included in a presidential disaster declaration that makes federal financial and technical assistance available to stabilize and restore eligible streams, stream banks, and flood control structures damaged by storms and flooding in April and May. State Auditor Nicole Galloway is criticizing the Missouri Department of Revenue for missing last week's deadline for having all state income tax return checks in the hands of taxpayers. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Galloway says more than 1,000 Missouri residents have complained about the customer service they received from the Revenue Department. Those complaints include being put on hold for long periods of time, getting disconnected, not being able to talk to a live person, and getting their refunds after June 2nd without collecting interest, as required by state law. Galloway had issued a subpoena in April to force the Department of Revenue to disclose how it handles tax refunds. Republican Governor Eric Greitens called it a political stunt. Galloway, a Democrat, is running for state auditor next year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Officials with the Missouri Department of Revenue did not immediately respond to request for comment. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is on a statewide tour this week promoting a new photo ID law that voters approved last November. KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports.
Ashcroft is confident the state's new voter ID law won't disenfranchise anyone, even though it passed over the objections of civil rights groups. Missouri's law is less onerous than restrictions in other states that require a photo ID to register as well as vote. Ashcroft says voters without a photo ID will still be allowed to cast a ballot if they can prove who they are another way, such as by showing a voter registration card, school ID, utility bill, pay stub, or government check.
I want people to know that even if they don't have that ID, they can vote if they're registered.
Ashcroft says his office can help people without a government-issued ID obtain one. He initially requested $1.4 million to implement the law, but lawmakers only appropriated $100,000. I'm Ellie Moxley.
No damage is reported after a small earthquake shook some areas of eastern Missouri earlier today. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 2.6 earthquake occurred at 6:29 a.m. this morning, centered near the town of Bon Terre, which is about 60 miles southwest of St. Louis. There were no immediate reports of injury or damage. While the New Madrid Fault runs through southeast Missouri, even small earthquakes are uncommon in Bon Terre because it is about 130 miles north of the New Madrid Fault. A Missouri appeals court has ruled that a white professor at the predominantly black university in St. Louis was fired, quote, because of the color of her skin. A three-judge panel of the Missouri Court of Appeals today affirmed a 2015 jury verdict that awarded nearly $5 million to Beverly Wilkins, a former professor at Harris Stowe State University. Wilkins claimed in her lawsuit that she was repeatedly passed over for promotions during 9 years of employment before being fired in 2010. The university blamed state budget cuts, but the lawsuit says two black professors with less tenure than Wilkins kept their jobs. It's unclear if the university will appeal, as the university says in a statement that it has not yet had an opportunity to review the ruling with its lawyers. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is confident a new state law that requires voters to show photo ID at the polls won't disenfranchise anyone.
I've spent over 70,000 miles traveling the state the last 2 years, and I've challenged anyone to point to someone that can't vote under this law, that would have been able to vote under the prior law.
Missouri voters approved the restrictions last November over the objections of civil rights groups. Opponents point to what's happened in Kansas and other states where restrictions have disenfranchised voters. In Blue Springs today, Ashcroft said it was, quote, deplorable that some groups were claiming Missouri's voter ID law would make it harder to vote. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.